Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Podcast Network, Cousin Sal comes in on a Monday morning. Yeah, Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon back from Shaq Camp. Yes, he's here with us and joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Harry, very, very excited. Very excited. He doesn't have to dive through a table slathered with mayonnaise because he hit his game of the year, the Bills -2.5 over the Chiefs. Let's hear a horn sound, Mikey Meatballs, or a cash register or something. Some sound. There you go. Just like that. Whatever. Congratulations, Harry. What do you have to say? We'll give your acceptance speech here.
Yeah, that was a lot closer than I actually really did think it was going to be. Some calls went the Chiefs' way, really not the Bills' way. Came down to the end where the Bills had to have a stop, and then they had to get the ball back. That's what happened. The refs didn't call that tripping penalty, which was a huge call that gave Kansas City another first down. They didn't score on that, but it killed more clock. Crazy that that wasn't called because the way it happened was right in front of the referee. Like their bodies were there. He saw them, the leg go out, didn't call it, whatever. But the difference was, like I said on Friday when I gave this out, was going to be the Bills' defense. The Bills picked off Patrick Mahomes twice. Josh Allen didn't have any turnovers. He was fantastic. He was great running the ball, passing the ball, cool as a cucumber. He was fantastic. Bills win, Bills cover. I get there.
All good. You got it. You won. That's all that matters. I'm not, you know, I think calls went both ways. The tripping call definitely should have been made, but Chris Jones is just a controversial figure. Every single week, there's something controversial with him. Amazing. So that's just how it is. Yeah, the defense was solid. I mean, Von Miller came alive in the fourth quarter, that big interception at the end. And yet it was still a one-score game, parlay kid. We'll give Harry credit, but it wasn't 39-20 like he thought.
Yeah, well, that's what he predicted, right? I think only Tony Romo happened to hit the
36-20, I think.
But no, look, it was a good game. Could have went either way. You know, I that's all I can say. I mean, that's probably destined to be the barring major injuries to these quarterbacks, it's probably the AFC championship game right there. And it probably now is going to have to go through Buffalo, right? Buffalo, it's in their court right now. It's in their court.
That's huge.
And that's going to be huge because, boy, oh, boy, mid-January going into Buffalo. Oh man.
Versus we know Allen can play.
You know, Allen can play well there no matter what the temperature is. So, but any other quarterback, that could be an absolutely one of the toughest places to play in at that time of the year, for sure.
That'd be
so
great.
Good job. Good job by Harry. Good job by the Bills. Good football game.
Yeah. What's good?
Harry, he big winner. Harry went to Hendon Hooker. We'll get into Tennessee and what his team did, upsetting Alabama, his pick of the year wins with Buffalo, and he got a middle seat on the plane to Michigan, right? I mean,
don't know yet.
You don't know how you got there?
Still in Detroit.
Teron Johnson, yes, had the interception that sealed it. Parlay kid, you're right. Allen now +125 to win MVP. Bri, a little bit low. A little bit low. Bills +140 to win AFC. I was going back and forth, which is a better bet.
Oh,
I guess
yeah, I would
Allen
take the
is. Yeah, you
I, would
think
take
Bills?
The, I would take the Bills, right? To win the AFC?
Only because the MVP has won three games before that AFC
championship.
Yeah.
What are they? What are they for one seed right now? They're
I don't know if I saw that on Caesars.
If they have that, what would they be? Like minus, I don't know.
Yeah, they 220 or something. I don't know. Regular season.
It's +125 is not great considering you still got guys like Hurts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
So there you go. The Bills, built +140 to win the AFC. Yes, it'll probably be that game that we saw yesterday. Harry's the big winner. Also a big winner, Ramon Roulard, 7 right in our prop quiz. 7 right, Brother Bri?
I had 6, didn't I? I did 6. I thought, I think winner had 6 last week, right? I had 6.
I think so.
I was going through it last night. I was like, all right, I got like the first 3 right. thought I had a shot.
Well, hit Ramona. Maybe he'll let you wear his gold cap every other week or something. You can wear it on weekends. I don't know what's going on. Parley Kid, I'm just buying time before we have to talk about our Cowboys who lost to the Eagles 26-17. You know, some bad things. McCarthy not reviewing the spot on the first down and then hurrying up to bootleg the slow-footed Cooper Rush. That was bad. Fowler jumping off sides, leading to a touchdown versus what would have been a field goal on a play. They weren't even going to snap the ball. That was bad. The fact that the Eagles beat us with 268 total yards, that sucks. But I'm going to be positive here, Parley Kid. I'm happy we're 4-2. They gave us a little tease, but it's definitely better than the 2-4 I expected after Dak went down. Bigger than Philly than it was for us. You know, 2017, that drive by the Eagles was a monster. But again, overall satisfied with the performance and that we're 4-2. If we could hold on against the Lions and Bears and be 6-2 going into the bye. Feel
well,
the same way?
That's exactly what it is, Son. You hit on some of those points. And obviously, we shot ourselves and the Cowboys shot themselves in the foot yesterday a couple times. I do think... I'm very satisfied with the 4-2 record. I do think the Cowboys fans, at least on social media, are really been a little like, oh, I'm not worried now about the Eagles. We only lost to them by 9. Our backup quarterback threw 3 picks, blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. I don't really buy that because I thought when the Eagles needed to be good last night, they were good. When they needed to come out strong, they did. And when we made it 2017, Sal, they rammed the ball down the Cowboys' throat yesterday when they needed to. And the Cowboys could do nothing about it. And their defense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But they just, that one drive was super impressive to me when they needed it. So when the Eagles needed to be good yesterday, they were good. There was no moral victory for the Cowboys yesterday. But I think that there's, you know, being 4-2, we'll take it, right? So, I wasn't thrilled with yesterday, but I would assume the Cowboys feel like they can play with the Eagles once Dak is back. Mm. But like you said, I think the biggest point you're making is these next two games are must-win for the Cowboys, in my book. They have to win against the Lions at home and against the Bears at home. Must-wins, and then you can feel really good about this team at that point, Sal.
Yeah, for sure with you. Yes, don't let Jared Goff, don't let Fields build. Although I don't know who's a good quarterback anymore. Honestly, you look at the quarterbacks that get wins, and Mariota's third. We'll go over all these games, but 13-14. Bri, you're giggling back there, but you were a big loser with the, we all had the Cowboys plus the points, and so that missed field goal at the end was a killer. Could have been 26-20. You bought it to 7, or maybe it was 7 on Caesars. A lot of people had it 6.5. Or
it was 7 when I got it. It was 7 when I got it. Are we doing bet aches already? Jeez, are we jumping in here?
we could get there. Yeah, all right. We'll talk about that in a second. Harry, can I entice you on 5-1 to win the division for the Cowboys? 6-2 for 6-2.
You can. You can a little bit. Because like you guys just mentioned, I mean, the 3 picks, the mistakes, still only lost by 9. Mm. And this defense of Dallas still very, very good. Just yesterday, you know, whatever. They weren't the greatest yesterday, but on the road, night game, one of those things. I still think their defense is very good.
268 yards. Probably 200 yards before that drive that Parley Kid's talking
defense
about.
Defense is great still. But I did give Philly. I was the only one who gave out Philly for the division. So I'm still obviously on Philly.
Wait, I gave out Philly for Dallas. The division? What are you talking about?
You did? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Everyone's credit.
Dallas at 5-1 is enticing, but I'm still obviously rolling.
All right. You know, we still play them at home. I know they got a 2-game lead, but we'll see what happens. All right. I'm definitely okay with this team making the playoffs. This is, I don't know, especially looking at these other teams. Giants also probably making the playoffs, moving to 5-1, come back from down 10 to beat the Ravens 24-20. Wink Martindale, revenge game. Back-to-back possessions. Julian Love intercepted a bad pass by Lamar Jackson. Ooh. And then Kayvon Thibodeau, strip sack, first NFL sack. And then Daniel Jones, 19-27, 173, 2 touchdowns. Just keeps doing it. I don't know. Most improved player, Daniel Jones, 30-1. You got Saquon right there at, I think, -240. I'm looking odds-wise. Maybe Daniel Jones, 30-1, Harry. Why not?
Maybe. I mean, six games. He's got two picks. That's it. Remember, first couple of years, it's the fumbles, it's the interceptions, it's the bad decision making. He is leading this team pretty good. I mean, he's managing these games excellent. He's excellent managing these games. Like I said, two picks, and the Giants' defense, more than anything, allowed 23 points or less in every single game, keeping them in it. And again, I mentioned this before, and you guys got to admit, like the game Dallas beat the Giants. Dallas played really good that game, and the Giants, just to be the way the Dallas defensive line was playing that game and their secondary, for the Giants to even be in that game and have a chance at the end was a lot of good stuff for New York. So this team is on the rise.
Yeah, and not on the rise, Saquon Barkley, who slid. I always go crazy, you know, because Chubb, everyone's like, oh, he cost them the game. Who's that against? Chubb when he scored
the Jets.
Oh yeah, the Jets came back down double digits to win like a minute and a half, and then Barkley slides, and I have him in fantasy, and anyone who had the over got screwed there. It was like 46.5, 24-20 final. Yeah,
was that me and Ken were at the MGM in Detroit, and Ken had it cost him $1,000, Barkley not going in. You know Ken.
Oh no,
he's screaming at me. Why didn't he score? Why didn't he score? This is bullshit. Why didn't he score?
Oh no!
I had explained to him. I've seen that this isn't the first time. This is what happened. He's like, that doesn't make any sense. I said, actually, it does make sense
because the game's over. You lost, right?
Because the game's over. That's what I said. Yeah,
he loves the overs. He loves it. New York team in the over.
Giants in the over tonight. Yankees in the over.
The other team, the other New York team. So now these New York teams are 9-3. And I'm not even counting the Bills. 9-3, what was that? So 14-4 if you count the Bills. But the Jets went into Green Bay, 27-10 winners. They're just better. They're just better than the Packers now. I don't even know if they should have been an underdog. Quinnen Williams, two sacks, a forced fumble. There was a block punt that blocked everything. Sauce Gardner wearing a cheese head after the game, taunting fans. Harley Kidd.
That was great.
Are you sick of Jets fans? Are they becoming Giants fans? No, okay.
Not at all. The Jets fans are much, look, Giants were gifted two Super Bowls, Sal. They can never complain about anything, their fans. Jet fans are long-suffering. They deserve this. Brian and I we were rooting for the Jets hard yesterday. Hard. Right. Very exciting. They're building their team the right way, it seems like. The general manager took a lot of flack.
What is it? What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
Harry, you all right?
Disrupting what I'm saying. But yes, I'm happy for the Jets. I hope they keep playing well.
Ugh. Harry, what was that?
Made.
You made in your pants? What is that? I don't know what that was.
Made kept knocking on the door.
Okay. All right. So that's that. So Jets, yeah, I'm with this. I'm looking at the AFC East. Obviously, the Bills are minus 1,200, but I don't even know. Is there any way? Anyway, I'm always looking at Josh Allen injury. And you got really big numbers for the Dolphins at 14-1, the Patriots 18-1, and the Jets at 22-1. We should not be talking about anybody winning that division after the Bills beat the Chiefs. No. But for God's sakes, these are capable teams that are all going to be fighting for the playoffs with really big odds if the Bills have a backup in there. Yeah. But anyway.
Who do you guys think is the second best team right now?
Look at the Patriots' next three games. They should win all those three.
Yeah, they're impressive, right? The Patriots.
The defense and happy zappy.
Let's go right to that. Belichick ties George Halas, second all time wins, 324 wins. Bailey Zappi, 24-34, 309, two touchdown passes, 38-15. Patriots blow out the Browns. I don't know. Simmons, of course, was insufferable, but what could I say? I had the Browns, Bri. This is a good win.
Another good win. Defensively, they've been great. You know, they're moving the ball well. Yeah, it's all of a sudden like with Zappi. I don't know what's going on. I mean, we liked him when he was in college, Zappi.
But it seems like recites his stats every single week. From college.
They're beyond impressive.
Offensively, they've all of a sudden they're kind of like a little fun to watch. All of a sudden, too, the Patriot game. But I give Belichick credit for skipping Bob. For skipping Kraft's wedding on Friday night. I'm like Brady. I give him a lot of credit.
That's so funny that they didn't know it was a wedding. I was reading about that. They didn't know it was a wedding. It was just a big event that they wanted over there. Oh, geez. Kevin Hench did 10. Mikey Meatballs, was that the funniest rant you heard all year with Hench doing 10 minutes on this wedding?
Hench was on fire yesterday. It was an all-time rant.
That was unbelievable. Yeah. And a lot of it we can't repeat. But he's I think he's against this most recent union of
Bob Kraft and the wife. But well, anyway, yeah, go ahead. What are you
well,
say,
can man? I just say about weddings that we would get, I would get pissed off if somebody in my family or one of my friends had a wedding during the football season.
During the season. Yeah.
During the season. And then Bob Kraft goes and does it. And then Tom Brady shows up. Like, it's just, I mean, that I get so angry when people have football weddings. So
and
angry.
You know who else got angry? I mean, we can move on to this. The Steelers got angry. You know, it's one thing, I was saying to Simmons yesterday, it's one thing if you want to take a week off from preseason and maybe some of the, you know, your own clubhouse is a little bummed out about that. But now you're skipping like a Saturday walkthrough, slap in the face to the Steelers, and they jumped out there and they bled the clock on Brady. He didn't get the ball back and they lost. The Bucs lost, and they're probably the second best team in the NFC right now. What was the score of that? 2018? I can't find it.
That's correct.
I don't think Tampa scored more than like 21 points all year, right, Bri?
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Against Dallas,
they've been bad.
Devin Bush breaks up a game-tying two-point conversion. They never got the ball back. Now, Parlay Kid, we discussed on the Spotify Live, Kenny Pickett out with a concussion. Trubisky, 9-12 with a touchdown pass. Comes down in relief and wins that game. Now, once again, you have a quarterback controversy with a team that's a game out of first place in that division.
Yeah, I guess you do. I mean, I think they got to ride with Pickett at this point as long as he's healthy. And, you know, you have maybe a more than serviceable backup with Trubisky possibly, right? I don't know if Pittsburgh wins that game if Pickett's in there the whole game. I think Trubisky played really well and made some very tough passes down the stretch. And maybe this is a good role for Trubisky to be like a backup, come in when they really need him. I think the Steelers they're kind of like in rebuilding mode in terms of with their quarterback position. You drafted Pickett. It's time for him to play. And he was pretty good yesterday himself too, Pickett. So, maybe they got something there with him and a decent backup with Trubisky.
Yeah. Babyface, you're happy with your team's win? Put you right back in it, right back in the thick of things.
It was a definitely an interesting game. You want to see what they have with Pickett, but Trubisky was a different quarterback. I mean, he wasn't playing for his job. He looked looser. And, I mean, converting on third downs, Claypool, that was like the most we've seen him all season. But I'm with these with you, Sal. I mean, Tom Brady went from Tampa to New York for Bob Kraft's wedding. Then he took a private plane to Pittsburgh. The only person that traveled more than him this weekend was probably Harry.
Did Brady have a middle seat? Again, on the scene, find out, Babyface, if Brady actually where he sat during this. All right.
I don't roll in middle seats.
The team that he was supposed to go, you know, since when? 2 weeks ago? You were in a middle seat.
I didn't have a middle seat. What middle seat did I have?
That's what Ken said. You had a middle seat. Well, you and Angie, whatever, were on your honeymoon.
She let me have the window, and she took the middle seat.
That was two flights ago. It's hard to remember. The Vikings beat the Dolphins, the team Brady was maybe going to go to, 24-16. They're 5-1. Harry's Vikings, for a fourth consecutive week, the Dolphins had a quarterback hurt. That's crazy. Skyward Thompson left, first half thumb injury. Bridgewater comes in. The Dolphins lose third in a row after 3-0 start. Tua reportedly back next week against Babyface's Steelers. That's a Sunday night game. I don't know, Harry. I guess the Vikings are going to have like 11 wins. So what am I going to say about them? But they don't scare me.
Like I said, I predicted them for 11 wins. They've got now after 6 weeks of the season, Darren. A three-game lead in the North, baby.
I know.
What do you
think about that Green one Bay linebacker can't they score. Had?
I said they'd suck on offense.
What do you think about that one linebacker they have on defense? You know his name.
Za'Darius Smith?
No.
You're trying to get him to name a single linebacker?
Yeah, he can't name one more than three defensive players on his
Hicks
team.
Hicks from Arizona has been great this year. Are you kidding me? Harrison Smith? Hendricks, what do you want me to do? Just want me to list off the table. Five, listen, Darren. Three game lead in the North, baby. That's all that matters.
I have some names for you.
Our contest between all of us, Sal, the contest that with all the sports. I loaded up on the Vikings, baby. Looking good.
So what, baby? How much are you going to win for a division?
Bragging rights. That's all it really is.
We drafted after they beat the Packers. What were the odds? Baby, here's some names for you, baby. Fields, Dalton, Thompson, Bridgewater, Goff. Those are the quarterbacks you beat. And Rodgers week one. Relax.
5-1.
Relax. I get it. What else do we want to do? We did the Steelers, Patriots. Oh, Burrow and the Bengals went. Great job by Parlicky. By the way, all three of you guys won your Shark Tank picks, right? Yep. Shields
yeah.
won
yeah.
the match. That was good for Bry. Harry had his Bills, the pick of the year. And you had Chase, two touchdowns or more, 6-1, Parlay Kid. Bengals go in there, win 30-26.
Beautiful, D.
Yeah, one I mean, well, Harry's, make, you know, Harry hits his bet of the year, but it was still, what was it? I mean,
-110.
Plus, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, whatever. I'm hitting six. I'm hitting plus 600, Sal. I don't, what go. Am I supposed to say?
You know? Nothing.
I don't know.
Just take a bow. You don't say anything.
Just saying.
It took you to the fourth quarter, but still, nice job.
But I nailed that game. I nailed that Cincy. I nailed
almost took you to overtime, Harry. Yeah,
I couldn't have nailed it a game more than that game.
That was great.
Everything. Boom, boom, boom. Nice.
+210 to win that division, which is up for grabs too, because the Ravens lost to the Giants. Not bad, right, Brian? Would you take something like that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Steelers 20-1. Browns 9-1. And then the Bengals +210, the Ravens -160. Ravens play the Browns this week. And this was the game he was supposed to come back, right? Lamar Jackson, this was going to be the one against the Ravens. Anyway, the game we didn't have on, we had seven games on the screens, Meatballs and I and Hench, and we're watching at Corolla's warehouse, where, by the way, there was a attempted robbery thwarted by Scott Holmes. Congratulations, Scott Holmes.
Really?
He got the guy. Yeah. Cornered the guy. I don't know. You got physical
with him?
What
was Brad stealing?
Brad is not there. Of course, that was our, he stole money for me for ribs for the day. But no, wasn't him. But Mikey Meatballs, what happened? Got weird. People giving police statements the whole day.
Yeah, that was probably one of the weirdest football Sundays of all time. I'm not even sure of the full story, but I do know. Scott saved the day, I guess, to some
extent. He really did.
Extent.
He's a hero. He could have easily gotten charged with public intoxication for giving his statement out there in the street. But either way, the point is that's the game we didn't have. Colts, Jaguars. Colts come back 34-27. Matt Ryan, game-winning drive. Somehow this team is 3-2-1, Bry. He hits Alec Pierce on what I thought they should have run that game. At that point, I was watching. They run. He throws a touchdown pass down the sideline. He gets, and now it's they play the Titans, which I think they play them like every 2 weeks. And
I
so they
can't
play this
believe
week.
Right. We're right back to Colts Titans for the division. Right.
Yeah. Like,
that's it.
Yep.
That's it. No. Give credit to
Matty Ice was done.
Yeah. Well,
308, almost 400 yards.
Well,
and three
he threw 700 times in that game, but
I know, but still pretty good.
He dropped back 58 times or had 58 attempts, and they didn't sack him once. They didn't sack him once. And, and this is after
the Jaguars.
This is after how many sacks against Denver? You go down like six times or more? Maybe it was even more.
That's wild.
So I don't want to hear about this Jaguars team, really. They're nothing special. They don't do anything defensively. They're hit or miss offensively, and they do not win on the road. That's 13 straight AFC South losses on the road for them. Rams bounce back to 3-3. They beat the Panthers 24-10. Parlay Kid, this is an incredible stat. This has nothing to do with Matt Rule now because this continues, but it's a wild, wild streak here. Panthers are 1-28 straight up when their opponent scores 17 points or more since 2020.
Wow.
1-28.
Man.
17
man.
Points. That's nothing.
Nuts.
That's awful.
Nuts. And now they've just traded Robbie Anderson.
They get Robbie Anderson. The Cardinals who lost. This is another thing with the Cardinals going backwards. They get New Hopkins back this week. They lose Marquise Brown, who they gave up a number one for, right?
Yeah, they said he might be up. He might be up for the year. I don't think it's official.
And now they bring in the much maligned Robbie Anderson. Yeah, embarrassing for all these teams. Like I don't know. So the Panthers are the worst in the league, right? Is there any doubt now? The Steelers did a good job getting out of that for at least a week. But for God's sake,
Panthers are the worst. They might as well just tank. Get one of the quarterbacks. You got to start over.
I guess so.
They're the worst, but like you just mentioned, Arizona. So how disappointing has Murray been this year? Like, well, I don't even, like can't get anything going.
He's got nobody to throw to. So he's got
nobody
but
his
to throw.
Passes are bad. He
weapons.
Makes bad decisions now too. It's bad.
No one to throw to. No one running the ball either. He is on an island there. They lost 19-9. They're now Seattle's now tied with the Rams and Niners and the Cardinals. sole possession of last place. They didn't score an offensive touchdown and were 4 of 15 on third down. He did miss Hollywood Brown wide open in the end zone, and he fumbled. But I don't know. I'd rather just blame Kingsbury because he's not getting the most out of Kyler Murray. That's for sure. Right. Mm-hmm. But the I know what you're saying. Maybe these guys, maybe if they had a supporting cast, they'd be a little better.
Sal, I did mention to you last night in the text. Guys, I mentioned Sal last night in the text. I mean, NFC West is at 18-1. Seattle is 18-1 to win the division. I know that sounds nuts, but wow. I mean, they're playing as good as anybody else in the division. They really are.
Yeah, but we're a third of the way through. I think the Rams come back.
18-1 for the division. I don't love the Rams either.
They have problems. They don't know. They can't run the ball. Makers. Robinson probably, that's the best thing to come out of that game. Allen Robinson came back alive, right? So so the Rams are tied right there atop the leaderboard there at 3-3. All right, I think that's everything. We all be back. Let me say a little something about Caesars here. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more.
You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Visit CONNEXONTARIO.ca or call 1-866-531-2600 or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
All right, quick break, and then it's bed ache time.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, right now it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call bed aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bed ache, it's a bed ache, it's a bed ache.
Mine's easy, Oklahoma State. And when am I going to learn with this team, Brother Brian? When am I going to learn?
Stop. You got to stop. I don't know why you even touched these games. You keep seeing you had said for years, like there was a stretch where I felt like you actually really didn't bet them maybe for a year, You just go right back to them.
The Cooper Rush, who was it? Mason Rudolph. It's a long story. It's in my book, Central Michigan, Oklahoma State, up 4 with the ball, 4 seconds left. Oklahoma State can't win the game. You'll never see that again.
So I swore I wouldn't bet them again. And then recently they played Central Michigan. I'm like, well, I have to play. It's been 5 years. I have to do it again. I think I won with them. And then this is the second time I bet them since. Over TCU, I live bet them on a parlay. Of course, the rest of the legs won. They're up 7 in the third. Then they're up 30-16 in the fourth. They give up a touchdown to make it 30-23. Oklahoma State had them pinned inside the 5 twice in the fourth quarter. And somehow, man, TCU ties it up. They trade touchdowns in overtime. Field goal for Oak State. Touchdown Horned Frogs. I'm done. There you go. Once again. I'm got to be off them again. Brian.
And Oklahoma State covered, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they covered. I didn't even see the regular line. Yep. Stupid team. Stupid 30-16 the fourth.
I'll be honest. Yeah. They've killed me my whole life too. And I love them in that game. I'm glad I did not bet it. I was going to take the money line. I actually stayed away from it.
Well, but you did take the Cowboys.
I took the Cowboys. I mean, I will say so many crappy losses for me this weekend. But the Cowboys, to me, biggest swing. You know, we talked about it. I had them plus 7. Now, I will say, I thought I was done with that game early on. So I kind of lucky to get back into that. But Cooper Rush misses that potential huge play on the second to last drive. It wasn't his fault. He was getting hit. But they had, I don't know, was that Lamb that was maybe potentially wide open down the sideline? But they get the defense steps up. They get the ball back. They get down to the 41, but 3 straight incomplete passes. They said, I'm happy at this point because they are kicking the field goal at least. They're not trying for the touchdown. Marr misses the 58-yard field goal, and I have another Brother Bri 2K swing for the weekend. But you know,
Bri 2K.
Bri 2K. I will say, though, that one didn't hurt as much as I had Notre Dame all over the place, too. Mm-hmm. And I just, that was the last leg of a parlay, and I just assumed like that was going to win. I never was in doubt until all of a sudden, like even when they were losing early, I was like, oh, they're going to win this game. And that was just, that's a terrible, terrible loss.
And he didn't want to hear from him, by the way. I think it might have been an intoxicated Megan Morant going after him. She had him Notre Dame on a money line parlay, and she was going off on Eddie. Like, it's his fault.
Was that because Eddie wasn't watching the game?
Well, he wasn't watching. He was at a wedding watching the Yankees, and wasn't. But she went off, and he was like, "Are you okay?" He was like getting mad. I love it. We'll have to talk to him about that later. He was mad. All right, Bri 2K. Now I'm thinking now it's just Bri 2K. Like Y2K, but Bri 2K. I know there's so much to do with this. All right, Parley Kid, what'd you like?
Yeah, so I know what you're saying with Oklahoma State. That's my big college bet this year to get them over 8.5 wins. And with the win there, I think it would have almost sealed my fate with that pick. Now I still think they are in good position to go over the 8.5. That certainly would have made my life a lot easier if they won that. So I get you with that. I had Yankees game 3 the other night.
Oh, they were never in that game.
Oh, man. And, you know, I was traveling, so I really listened to the whole game in the car. Mm. So it's even tougher when you're like you can't really see exactly what's going on. And it's, you know, obviously, look, it was a tough loss. The Yankees, I think it was, I don't know if they had won 178 straight games when they had a 2-plus run lead going
that
into.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. A playoff game going into like the ninth or something like that. It's some ridiculous stat. Is that what it was?
Yeah, so, I think so.
Was I right when I said that?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, let's face it. Cleveland had there's some cheap hits in there. To their credit, that's what they do. They put the bat on the ball, a couple bloopers, some managerial question marks by Boone.
They call those cheaters, by the way. They call those cheaters.
Oh,
yeah,
come on, Eric.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Yeah, sure they do. Okay.
Darren's very nervous. It was 167
games.
167. Multi.
Yeah, so I lost that. That was, 167. I happen to have the game where they lose. So what were the odds of that, Sal? I mean, come on, give me a break. And then they actually almost got out of it down to their last strike.
Right.
And, you know, again, I got my wife in the car. She could not care any less about what was happening. But I'm like, all right, one more strike here. That's all we need. And we're winning the series. I and pitch probably wasn't even a strike, actually. Guy made a great at bat, hit the ball, and that was it. So that stunk. That one hurt.
You know what hurts? Like that all Saturday, there was, if you wanted to park yourself in front of a TV and just flip back and forth, there wasn't 10 seconds of drama-free drama sports. Everywhere. Really between UFC and boxing, and I'm listing the lesser ones first college football, baseball, right? It was just it was amazing through and through. I mean,
How do people not like it? Like how do people live a life without the sports? It doesn't make sense to me.
Here's another thing. How do people bet on sports? Why do we have to do that? I could have sat there all day and been entertained and not have to lose $100,000. I could have done it the whole way.
Did you just say $100,000?
I covered my mic. I don't know what to know. I wish it was on. No. So that's that. All right, Harry, now give us one that didn't have a chance of winning, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I did have a very nice weekend, definitely for sure. I think I was 10-2 right now, by the way, with my NFL picks.
9-3.
9-3. But, keep going.
Am I 9-3?
You want to give the Cowboys 9-3, away, that's fine. But,
and I was going to concede this one. I was giving the Green Bay Packers a win here against the Jets. Two parlays totaling $600 I would have won, only loser, and I pushed it down to with a adjusted line, Green Bay -2.5. I mean, no passing game, offense sucks. Aaron Jones is 44 total yards or yards rushing against the Jets. I mean, the defense is no prize either, letting Breece Hall run all over them, move the ball down the field. Green Bay -2.5, and they get rolled at home.
Yeah. Yeah, you're only off by like 20 points on that one. That's a heartbreaker. Yeah. 27. Well,
I mean, you take Green Bay -2.5. I'm sure you had it too.
By the way, I had Green Bay +3.5. How do you like that? Right. I had them +3.5. Mm. Well, and of course, five other things at
one. Wow.
Never. I mean, they missed that field goal, and then it was like, oh boy, here we go.
Block punts.
I mean, to lose in London and then back at Lambeau. And now, I don't know. I guess they play, where are they this week? I haven't looked. Green Bay. Oh, they're at Washington. That's good for them. They're actually in good shape.
Would it be impossible to trade? Well, I know there's more trades now than there used to be midseason for football. Could you trade a quarterback midseason? Mm. Like, could you do that? Could like an Aaron Rodgers be traded? Salary cap implications with those things.
Yeah. I think it's more of the system, right? I mean, an Aaron Rodgers
system and learning a system. Yeah.
The last one like that, Carson Palmer to the Raiders, two first rounder,
Right.
Yeah.
But let him stay there, Darren.
When Jason Campbell got hurt and the Raiders
He is medicine. Why do you hate him so much?
Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of
the list,
I was saying this ayahuasca must be a miracle drug because he's not lashing out at all. He's keeping his cool. We should all be on this stuff. He is, Peter King, he's like, I'm not blaming anyone, but we got to simplify things here. We just have to simplify things. Meanwhile, Brady's throwing tablets and freaking out on linemen and everything. Same situation. Rodgers and now Cobb gets hurt. Like, who knows how bad it could get for the Packers? I mean, they should win all these games. I don't know. Anyway, all right. Let's hear the music again, Mikey Meatballs.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad ache. It's a bad ache. It's a bad ache.
All right, there you go. Let's get into Monday Night Football. Chargers -4, 45.5. Oh, it went down. It was 4.5. It's 4 now. 45.5 over under versus Denver. I am going, you know what? I'll reluctantly take the Chargers. I don't love them giving points at home in any game that's never really a home game ever. But I'm going to do it tonight because I think the Broncos offense is mostly junk aside from a big play every now and then. The under, though, is my official pick. So far, unders 9-4 this week, 56-37. That's over 60% for the year. And they're 4-1 on the season in Broncos games. They have a slow run, heavy offense for Denver. Herbert's not going to be able to sit back and sling. I think people think that, but I don't know if that's the case. They have a 9% sack rate on blitzes, Denver, which is fourth best in the league. Chargers would be best, and they have a lot of success running the ball against the Browns. I think Nate Hackett sticks to a run plan for Denver. I think Staley, for the most part, will kill clock with the Chargers. I see it not too much under, but 26-16, 26-13, somewhere in there. I like the Chargers right there. Parley Kid, what are you doing?
Yeah, so I agree with you on the under. I kind of like that philosophy you're taking there. But I'm taking the Chargers for the game, like you said. I mean, do you feel great about this type of game? No, but we're seeing a 3-2 Chargers team that has bigger aspirations, I think, than what their record indicates right now or the way they've played has indicated. I mean, maybe those are just expectations I placed on the Chargers this year. Maybe they don't have them, but yeah. I would think that they have bigger aspirations. And if that's the case, this is a must win for them. They have to win this game at home against the Broncos. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So it's a big game for them. I think we have not seen the Chargers play a complete game yet this year, right? I think we get it this week against the Broncos. I think the Chargers put it together offensively, defensively. They throw the ball. They run the ball. They're very well balanced tonight. And they pull away late here, maybe win by 10 points or so against the Broncos. Something like you're saying, like I could totally see it being very close to this over-under, but I don't know. I got to think of a score, but 27-14 or something like that.
All right, that'll do it. Yeah, Bri, listen, this, I don't care what the records say. Your Raiders aren't the worst team in this division. The Broncos are, and so the Chargers do need to take care of business at home-ish. 4-1 against spread in their last 5, 8-2-1 against the number in the last 11 in October. Good spot for the Chargers. You agree?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm on the same things as you guys. I'm giving out the Chargers here, although maybe it's possible I like the under even better. I think this is somewhat like the Raiders-Chargers game from week one where the Chargers, I think more maybe the Chargers jump out early. Denver, you know, maybe Russ makes a little bit of a lead, makes a little bit of a comeback late but falls short. Last year in L.A., I mean, not that, you know, we talk about it doesn't really matter to the fans, but the Chargers did beat up the Broncos there. And Chargers have battled injuries all season. Herbert should now be 100%. I know they still don't have Keenan Allen back, but they are getting a little bit healthier. I just don't see this Denver offense being able to capitalize on many things. And similar score to you guys. I think it's and I will say, I always talk about this with the Chargers. I know Chargers maybe put up some points against the Browns, but in general, the Chargers are always around that like 24-point number. Yeah. I think it's like 24-16, I'm going to say.
All right. Well, we're all right in there, except for Harry, just being spiteful, going Denver in the over. Well, let's hear it.
I don't love the game either way on the total or the side. I think it's a little, I don't know, it seems a little too easy for me for people to take the Chargers. I think something might be up here, but I'm going to go with the over at 45.5. The Chargers have averaged 32 points per game over the last two. And their defense is average at best. They've given up an average of 30 points a game in the last four. Denver and Russell Wilson due for a big game, especially on national television. Do something offensively. Eckler has got 5 total touchdowns in the last 5 games. Herbert's averaging 2 touchdown passes a game. And here's the simple equation here, I think, that I figured out for the total. Bolts and Broncos plus Troy Boy and Buck equals bombs away that a game that lands in the 50s. So that's what I'm going.
Babyface, what do you think of this? I mean, he's continuing on with this, Troy and Buck and all the stuff. It was a blowout last week, I think. But he said this game was too easy for him. What does that mean?
I mean, look, when you're as hot as Harry and you're hotter than a ghost pepper right now, then this is it. I mean, this is too easy for him, and I agree. And he's turning
it's
away.
It's so easy for him.
He's turning away.
He seems almost bored by this, Harry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's almost like it's almost like too easy, D. You're right. You're right.
Too easy. All right. We'll see how easy it is. Now, I'm going against myself prop-wise here. You know, I wanted to say Russell Wilson under 37.5, longest completion. I was like, oh, his shoulder's messed up, iffy shoulder. And then I almost talked myself out of the pick because everything I looked up said, oh, there's long completions. And then I'm like, oh, my God, he kills this. As bad as he's been, he hit this in the last two games, Sutton and Hamler. The Chargers give up the 6 most completions for opposing quarterbacks. They allowed 38 plus for longest completion in four of the last five, including like Nico Collins of the world got like free for 55. I still like the under, but at some point, Derwin James and Aloy Gilman, they give up big plays. I'm going to go over 37 and a half longest completions. Parlay Kid, you have a quarterback prop too.
Yeah, I'm taking Herbert over 23 and a half completions at minus 133. Herbert averages over 26 and a half completions per game this year. He's only not gone over this number once in the five games they've played. He's always around, seriously, he's going to throw probably about 40 passes in this game. And he's probably going to complete somewhere around 26 to 27. Seems like those numbers kind of consistently stand out with Herbert. I think, I think they will try to be a little bit balanced here, but I think they will struggle a little bit to run the ball against Denver. I think Herbert's going to take to the air a little bit more against a pretty good secondary. But look, Herbert's awesome. Why wouldn't you want to throw the ball? Over 23 and a half completions here, Sal.
All right. I got beat. Wait, who did I have? Did I have Russ? Was that last Thursday? No. I'm sorry. No, I had Fields for under completions. That was this past Thursday. Mm. Right. All right. Yeah, that's a tough one. Tough route for me with that. All right. Brian, Harry, you have Eckler props. Brian, you start us off.
Yeah, we're going to go with Eckler. Over 35 and a half receiving yards. It actually, just went down from 36 and a half. In three of his last four games, Eckler does have 48 yards receiving or more. And when you look at this Charger team, I mean, Herbert has to throw to someone, right? You got Mike Williams. You got Everett. You know, you got guys like Palmer and Carter. I mean, So essentially, they got to get the ball in Eckler's hands. You know, the Denver secondary has been good, and with Allen out, I think he's going to get a lot of dump offs, a little bit of screens out of the backfield here for Eckler. So last year, Eckler against the Broncos too had two big games receiving 54 yards in one game, 68 in the other. So I think he comes up big tonight.
All right, Harry, over 13 and a half carries for Eckler. You might get a free one or two with Staley going for it on fourth down.
Yeah, over 13 and a half at minus. Got to lay a little bit of price here, but at minus 157, oh, but I do like it. These minus 157s always win for me, though.
Oh, wow. They're too easy. Everything's so easy.
Too easy. Right. He had a season high 16 carry. He's been great the last couple of weeks. He had a season high 16 carries versus Cleveland last week. He's gone over 13 and a half in both matchups versus AFC teams this season. And in his last matchup against Denver, he had 17. So I'm going to go over 13 and a half tonight.
All right. Important to remember. Minus 157s, always cash. If you see 53, 54, run away from it. You don't want anything to do with that. That's cool, over 13 and a half carries. All right. Also, you want nothing to do with my first touchdown picks, but I'm going to give you one anyway. I cannot win one. Mike Williams plus 575. He has two touchdowns in four games. He has six red zone targets this year. He had 23 red zone targets last year. A third of those about were within 5 yards of the end zone, which is second only to Cooper Kupp. I got to hit one of these, right? Wrong. But anyway, let's play with it. Plus 575 right there for first touchdown. Harry, which way are you going?
I'm staying with Eckler. I'm going back to the running backs here.
Thank you.
I'm going to go plus 375 Eckler first touchdown. I mentioned earlier when I gave out the over in the game, he's got five touchdowns in his last two games overall. He scored in four straight games versus the Broncos. And in two of those four, he had the first touchdown of the game. So let's do it again at plus 375. Right. Eckler's been hot lately.
Caesars dropped the odds on you already. Plus 350. Eckler's a favorite. Mike Williams plus 575. Melvin Gordon plus 625. Parlay Kid, who's getting the first?
Yeah, look, I'm hoping to hit something here, Sal. Gerald Everett, tight end here of the Chargers. Kind of like the numbers you're talking about here for Williams. He does have two touchdowns on the year. And he's received seven red zone targets. Mm-hmm. So at 10 to 1, I guess based off those decent numbers, I'll roll with the big tight end target here, Sal, as I normally do.
There you go. All right. And Brother Bry. All right. Yeah, this guy's getting some play too. Kelly,
yeah,
right?
I'm going Josh Kelly. Look, all four of us have Chargers. So, you know, I guess,
great.
You know what that means. But yeah, I'm going Josh Kelly. He jumped up to 11-1 here, but it's very possible in this game, right? Eckler does all the dirty work, gets them down the field, touches the ball a lot in a row, and then all of a sudden Kelly potentially is stealing some of the goal line carries. That's somewhat that, you know, something that happened last week against the Browns where Kelly scored on the goal line. He also got a few other carries down there on the goal line, so he could have scored another one or two times there. So I thought, you know, it's a little bit higher. I wanted something with a little bit better odds, so I'm going to take Kelly at 11-1.
Harry's the only one who has a chance of winning these, right?
Yeah, probably.
So go with Eckler plus 375. All right, that's Monday night football, Monday night baseball. Oh, man, you miss Monday night baseball, Parlor Kid, just regular season. Reggie Jackson and the Angels, I remember that. Who was it, Al Michaels, Cosell? Who else would do it? Would Garagiola?
Michaels and it was...
Cosell would do it, wouldn't he?
Cosell did baseball too.
Definitely,
yeah.
Cosell. Yeah,
yeah, Monday night baseball. Yeah. Oh, that was fun too. Anyway, all right. So, that would be opposite. What I guess it would be just not when football wasn't going, right?
I guess
it
so.
They couldn't do both,
yeah,
right?
It must have been stopped in August.
Yeah, like summertime was it? Yeah, summer.
Michael's in May and June.
Michael's did baseball for a while.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Remember? Wait, wasn't he? It was
Keith Jackson,
but Jim Palmer too. Remember?
Oh right. Yeah, Michaels did World Series. He did the World Series, the earthquake World Series.
Earthquake.
All right. Anyway, I'm trying to throw to break here. We'll be back with Monday Night Baseball in a second.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Yankees Guardians, here it is, guys. Game 5, Yanks are favored at minus 150. Guardians on the take back is plus 130. Savali and Talon, this is a bullpen game, right, Bry? Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't even have 100%. Over under outs, which I love taking the unders with these over anxious skippers. And I think I split on them this week. I didn't do great. That Mariners game killed me because both of them went forever. But Paulikin, let me ask you, what will hurt Yankee fans more, losing tonight or losing in 7 to the Astros? Which would hurt more?
Losing tonight. I mean, I want more baseball.
I'll root for the Guardians. But I wasn't sure which way to go on it. After that game 3, Paulie Kid used it for his bed ache there. After that game 3, you were calling for, you wanted Boone and Cashman out.
I still want them gone.
Yeah.
I still want them gone. Especially, you know, we talked about, I mean, look, Cashman's going to get credit for the Bader trade now all of a sudden, but you know, you look at this line. I don't know what they've been doing with Hicks. You know, he could have come in the other day. He didn't for a defensive replacement.
Oh, Meatballs was flipping out when that ball dropped.
What do you do? Then you put Hicks in yesterday, and he's barely going for that ball. Like, what?
It's terrible.
I don't understand. So, like, why was Hicks? But then it's again, why is Hicks even on this playoff roster? They could have had to keep Peraza playing shortstop. Like, none of this made sense.
Gallo. Why'd you ever get rid of Joey Gallo?
If they lose tonight, they both have to go for sure. If they lose against Houston, probably Boone has to go. We'll see. But
Babyface, you were saying that too. This is a save your job game for Aaron Boone.
Yeah, it seems that way. These guys got to show up, and it is a big manager decision tonight, because you're right, it's short rest and it's going to be a bullpen game, which doesn't make me feel totally good having Boone.
Well, that's why plus 130 or plus 132 might be where to go, and then with some of these toss-up games, except it's going to be an electric environment there at Yankee Stadium. But anyway, here's Parley Kid, start. Tell us, you're taking the minus 150.
Yes, I am, Sal. Why? How could I not? The Yankees have to win this game. They're expected to win this game. They got it's a must win. And like Brian says, I mean, if they don't win this, there's got to be a little bit of a house cleaning here with some of the coaches and even Cashman. Probably be time to go. I think the players have some confidence after last night's victory. Good win for the Yanks last night. I think, look, if it becomes a battle of the bullpen, which it's going to be, we'll see. I mean, the Guardians obviously have the best closer in this series. So Yankees have to jump out early, and then they got to just mix and match. I also like Giancarlo Stanton to hit a home run tonight at plus 420. So Yankees win. The Yankees
420.
Win.
420. Interesting. 420, Darren. 420. Nice, Darren.
Well, listen, that's so fun. Well, I'll throw mine here. I had Stanton to not get a hit. Can he get a home run but not a hit? No, I don't think so. I think one of us has to lose here. Yep. Plus 120. This one in three of the last four games is one for his last 12. Quietly slumping, Parlay Kid. I know he had the home run there a couple games ago.
Couple that was decent at-bats. Last night, that sack fly in one of his last at-bats, that was a rope. I think he's going to – and he was pissed a little bit last night. I think he's super motivated to get the job done tonight.
Yep. Well, here's the thing with the bullpen, and they get you have an unfavorable matchup every single time you're up, except for he'll have one against the starter, probably one at-bat against him, right? And he's actually 2-for-5 against him. But unfavorable matchups the rest of the way. I like it to continue. I like the plus money. Hitless pays plus 120 on Caesars. All right.
Not bad.
Harry, which way are you going?
Yeah, I gave out the one minus 157 with the football. I'm going to give out a minus 158 with the baseball. And like you said, Sal, probably
is this a bragging? I don't understand the bragging tone.
No, like, no, I'm just giving the line.
You're going to lose money. You're splitting my picks.
Yeah. He's just saying.
Okay, just giving up my pick. 270,
then you can really brag.
Listen. Yeah. You guys are saying this is going to be a bullpen game. I think definitely Boone has Jameson Taillon at minus 158. I got him under 3.5 Ks on a very, very short leash, especially since on Friday versus Cleveland, he didn't record an out, gave up 3 hits, 2 earned runs. I'm going under 3.5 Ks. He may not make it out of the second inning.
I do want to like short the pitchers in this, but that's the only way to do it right now.
Yeah, that's all you can.
Well, you can do total hits allowed is 3.
Who is Harry taking?
Taillon
under. Taillon under 3.5 Ks.
Yeah, okay. Just want to hear you say it wrong again.
they have walks allowed.
You need to get my 420 jokes or shut up.
What is it? Usually
Ian Sal got my joke.
No, it's half is plus 133. And over a half is minus 198. It's about, I don't know.
This be good, weird. Darren. I'll remember the player's name.
Interesting.
Hold on a second. I'm looking for, I want to short these pitchers. 3 or fewer runs conceded after
Joel
6.
Joel got my joke.
Harry, quiet down. I'm trying to concentrate, make us money. Forget it. I can't do it. I can't make us money. Sorry, guys. I tried. All right. Did I get everyone? No, Bri, you like the under.
Yeah, I'm going under 7.5 at minus 125. You know, 3 of the 4 games so far, I've gone under. Taillon and Savali, you know, aren't ideal here, but we talked about this is going to be a pen game. This is why you're not getting at odds. I mean, I can't really see Savali going more than 2, right? Unless he gives up like no hits in those 2 innings, right? And they're going right to that bullpen. I think this is another 4-2 type game. The Yankees have to hope they do not, they take a lead early. They cannot fall behind like 2 runs in this game earlier. It's good chance this is over.
Yeah, it's so earned runs allowed over 1.5. Savali's minus 164. Hard. I know it really is because they could really take him out right away. You could take him out. You can go, you have 4 walks and 2 hits and they'll be out. And, you know, you get under 2 hits. Savali's plus under 3.5 is plus 104. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out a new way to lose money. You could have done it betting the Dodgers, the Braves, the Mets. I mean, if the Yankees are out, what did I say? That's 415 wins eliminated with 2 weeks of playoffs. My God, the small market fans get mad at me, but I'm just making a point here. This is going to be tough for Major League Baseball. We have Philly, San Diego. We'll discuss it tomorrow. We'll break down that series, but, all right. Well, good luck to you, Parlay Kid. I didn't know this hurt more. So this is what we get to root for. You got to get this. Got to get a win.
I feel confident. I feel very confident.
I want the Yankees. I want to see Yankees Astros. I think that's good for baseball fans. Let's see it.
Thank
college
you.
College football. Georgia remains number 1. Ohio State number 2. Tennessee jumps to number 3. Harry, Michigan moves up to number four. Clemson, number five. Alabama falls to six, and Mississippi moves two spots to seven. I was looking at it. There's still a ton of craziness going on here, but Alabama beats Mississippi. The one good thing about that Alabama loss, the bad thing is they give up 52 points. That's terrible. Yeah. That is not becoming of a playoff team, I'd say. But Tennessee's on the other side of the division, right, Bryce? So if Alabama runs the table, beats Ole Miss, and then wins that SEC championship game, are you going to take another one-loss team over them? Probably not, right?
No. Yeah, I mean, if they win the SEC championship, they're making it. I mean, that's a given pretty much at this point. But yeah, they'd have to win it, right? They have to beat Georgia.
That would be it. Yeah.
Whoever it is in that game.
Well, that was a great game. That Tennessee-Alabama game, great really game. Good. They're still looking for the goalposts. I think they're floating down some river there in Tennessee. Now they want like $150,000 to replace the goalpost. They should just play with one goalpost, see what happens. Harry, your Hendon Hooker, Tennessee quarterback for Heisman, looking good. Now second at plus 450. Stroud even, Bryce Young 20-1.
Fantastic. I mean, his passes are crisp. He can run the ball, too. This Tennessee offense is electric. They score at will. A couple of weeks down the road, they do have Georgia in Athens. It's going to be it's going to be some type of game. But also, you're looking at these other the teams you mentioned, Sal.
Yeah.
I was at the Michigan game. They look great, especially in the second half against Penn State. No guarantee. Ohio State racks up the points, but no guarantee. The way Michigan played in that game, especially the second half, no guarantees they're going into Columbus and losing that game just yet. I mean, that's going to be a great clash. And you mentioned Clemson this week. Nice win against Florida State, holding off. But this week, the 6-0 Syracuse Orange invade Death Valley. Look out. Dino Babers is on a mission.
That's a fun one. I will say that's the one that 6-0, confuses
Darren.
It.
Don't look at it. Darren's got that smart. 6-0, Darren. Give some credit.
You didn't bet them. You could have bet them. You gave us a heads up about NC State and the quarterback that's out and everything. And
well,
we both
got screwed there with the quarterback.
I'm pretty sure Harry was on the under with Syracuse in their wins this year. So there you go.
Did we even mention it? Right? It was like 2.5.
Yeah.
I didn't touch it.
Yeah, at NC State.
I was too busy touting Hendon Hooker and the Volunteers.
The spread's 13.5 this weekend.
He was too busy not betting Hendon Hooker, even though he liked it. Yeah. Harry, was that exciting being there? And it was a close game for a minute. Then you just
ran.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Over.
I mean, it was good. I mean, Penn State got two kind of like fluky touchdowns late in the second quarter to make it a game, and then they got the ball in the second half. They went right down the field in a minute and a half, kicked the field goal, took the lead, actually. And then after that, it was all Michigan.
Rushing attack is insane. It was, what, over 400 yards?
Over 400 yards of rushing against Penn State State.
Yeah. Can we say Harry blew that, though? Because Harry has been, for the last 2 years, Harry's been all over Michigan. Mm-hmm. He flies out to Michigan, goes to a home Michigan game, and then he loved Penn State. Absolutely.
I did lose a four-teamer on Penn State. You're rooting.
Everybody's wearing a maze. What's the matter with you? Another good one, Parlay Kid. You had USC plus the points, which beat me because I had Utah -3.5. But great game. They went for two at the end. I love that Cameron Rising. I really do. But USC is damn good, too. I read your stat yesterday. You impressed. 13 balls have hit the turf, fumbles, and USC has jumped on all of them, whether it's been theirs or another team's.
It's nuts.
Their differential in turnovers is great. Yep. Now I think they're kind of out of it, maybe for a playoff contention, but very solid team right now.
Yes. What's going to happen when they leave that Pac-12 there, right? I mean, geez, what's going to happen to that conference?
Well, now SEC, like Tennessee's good and Ole Miss is good. Like, good luck to these other teams trying to join. This is weird. It used to be just Georgia, Alabama, LSU in there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so. Wouldn't this be a good year to have the bigger play? This would be a great year for the expanded postseason.
Yeah, 12 teams, too,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. I did see, what did I say? I wanted to, Utah can't win the conference, right? There was 6-1 last.
They're 4-1. Mm. They're 4-1.
Are they 4-1 to win that now?
Yeah. You need certain teams to beat certain teams, right?
To drop out.
That's out, for sure. Like USC is going to have to now win some games. UCLA's. Yeah. So
there you go. All right. Well, we'll hit the big college games on Thursday. Tomorrow, yes, NBA season tipping off on Tuesday. Wow, it really snuck up on me. And I love it. I love it so much. And here it is already. And we're going to go over MVPs. We're going to go over our NBA title winners, comeback player of the year, rookie of the year, over under wins, all that stuff tomorrow. We'll recap the Monday night game. Oh, big news, Harry, on Facebook. Again, pointed out to me. You know what I'm going to say?
I think so.
Harry's wife changed her name officially on Facebook. And that's as official as it gets when you're doing it on Facebook.
You know, is it official if you do it on Facebook?
No, you don't even go to town hall anymore. If you do it on Facebook, then it's done. Harry, Angela Gagnon now.
I got a text from Harry yesterday saying, when did this happen?
What? Who was that? You don't remember? It was in April.
When did she this was news to me that now it's Gagnon, as far as I knew. I don't know anything.
Babyface.
I guess if I was in Scottsdale, I would know, but since I'm not ever. So,
she changed it while you were out of town. She's like, you know what? I love him even more now than ever. And I'm gonna take his name.
Not officially, but on Facebook.
Well, you just better make sure she didn't change the Netflix password too, or then you're really in trouble, pal.
She did. Whatever it is, it's Gagnon now.
Amazing.
I'm sorry, Harry. You seem very disappointed that your wife took your
Peterson
name.
Sounds better, I guess. I don't know. I guess.
Well, why don't you change your name then? Go to Harry Peterson. Sell encyclopedias door to door.
Harry Peterson sounds funny.
Gagnon, right. So good. Peterson.
So all right. Good. Congratulations to Harry. Gets his pick of the week, and to Angie Gagnon for the name
pick
change.
Of the year.
Oh, pick of the year. That's right.
Yeah.
I guess we have an over under pick of the year to look forward to with you, right? Is that how you do it?
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. I gotcha. All right. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. Congratulations again to Ramon Roulard, 7 right in the prop quiz contest. We will be back tomorrow. I don't know. Might be a very disappointed Parlay Kid and Brother Brian. We're going to do it actually right after the Guardians-Yankees game 5. For another episode of Against All Odds, I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na